Well, Valentine's Day is in the rear view, and we hope you had a good one. Love is still in the air. That's if you love weekends like we do. Franklin Square's inaugural Lunar New Year celebration is happening on Saturday. The Philadelphia Sun's Lion Dancers will perform to celebrate the Year of the Dragon, and the Asian Arts Initiative will be on hand for crafts. You can even learn how to make dumplings with Michael Chow of Sang Key. It all starts at 5 p.m. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, well, they're long gone, but the circus they created is still going strong. It's the contemporary version with high wire acts, trapeze artists, and bike tricks, but no animal acts. There are 75 performers who continue to make the circus the greatest show on earth. It stops at the Wells Fargo Center from Friday through Monday, and we'll have a link to the tickets on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. You will find animal sculptures on display at the Under the Canopy Animals of the Rainforest exhibit. It's opening at the Academy of Natural Sciences on Saturday. Presented in both English and Spanish, it was curated to provide attendees with a better view of the rainforest, the animals that inhabit it, and the importance of preserving its ecosystem. The exhibit is free with general admission. Under the Canopy goes through September 2nd. Hip-hop marked its 50th anniversary last year. On Saturday, the National Liberty Museum celebrates the milestone with its Black History Month event, 50 Years of Hip-Hop, Art, Music, Power. The all-day, all-ages event includes workshops on dance and zine making, as well as a discussion about sampling. It's ticketed, but kids 5 and under are free. The event starts at 10 a.m.
Yo, check this out, man.
That's part of the dilemma of being an American Negro, that one is a little bit colored and a little bit white. And not only in physical terms, but in the head and in the heart. And there are days, this is one of them, when you wonder what your role is in this country and what your future is in it.
That was James Baldwin. He said those words decades ago, yet they still resonate today. This week marks the beginning of the Year of James Baldwin, commemorating the 100th anniversary of his birthday. It starts on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Parkway Central Library Skyline Room. The kickoff event is free and open to the public, but get there early. If you miss it, there will be a podcast and readings, discussions, performances, and film screenings at various venues throughout the year.
You had me a couple of months and you broke me. Yeah, this can go on just like Lego breaks.
Just down the road at the Franklin Institute, a new exhibit takes on a familiar form. The Art of the Brick showcases the many things that can be created by Legos. Billed as the world's largest display of Lego art, the exhibit starts on Saturday. After seeing creations like a Lego version of the Mona Lisa, you can end your visit by heading to the 9,000 square foot Lego play space to build something of your own. Singer-songwriter Curtis Stigers is in Philly tonight.
And as I walk on through these troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes.
Not only has he recorded in multiple genres, including jazz, blues, and soul, and with just about everybody, he wrote and performed the theme song for the show Sons of Anarchy. He's at City Winery in support of his latest release, This Life. The show starts at 7:30. Yes, this is the end of the road for this week's Things to Do. But not before I tell you that our homegrown superstars, Boys to Men, are in town on Saturday night for their annual Valentine's Day concert. I told you, love was still in the air, didn't I? They're at the Met Philadelphia, and the show starts at 8. If you want more details about what you've heard or where to find the Philly Beer Fest on Saturday, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, Have a great weekend, everyone.
I can't let go. It's a nutshell.